but I don't know what it is.
Did you call them ground squirrel?
Ground squirrel, yes. They would look like.
Yeah, ground squirrel, I thought it was just a squirrel.
No, they could be, you know,
well,
the little ground.
I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know exactly what kind of animal it is. I know it's not a mouse, but it's like a...
Oh, it's hard to tell about a lot of this stuff nowadays because so many things have been mixed up.
Yeah.
Because we get little, now that I don't have the garden, but we got little squirrels, ground squirrels, from the back, and they would come in and dig up my bulbs and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna dig that up pretty soon too.
And then we had one that came on our back porch. We were so surprised. We looked out, and here was this little yellow one.
Mm-hmm.
He came in on the back porch. He left. There wasn't anything out there. And they, what few apricots we did last year, we did have a few on the tree. And of course, he helped get rid of them.
We sure had a lot of birds out there, though, lately. You know, I don't know where they're coming from. Big birds, too.
Well, there's grackles.
Huh?
I don't like the grackles.
Oh, the grackles are terrible. You know, they come into our yard and get in our bird baths and slop all the water out.
They
oh,
do,
yeah.
and they're mean. You know, they're kind of mean. They're mean to other birds.
So. Yeah, they're mean to the mockingbirds.
Most of the time I run into them out there, they're hanging around the trees. I don't understand.
I did see them do one cute thing. A grackle flew in, and he perched right on a tennis ball that was out, and he was all balancing on the ball. He was playing with it. I've never seen a bird do that.
I never had either. Never had.
I bet you could domesticate them.
I bet you could.
Well, I think they do a lot of things. If you just, like in our back porch, if you stood out there and just watched them, you'd see crazy things. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't go real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk out when they're doing something like that, they usually fly off. So
mm-hmm.
you don't get to really see it. I know that they're... see, we have a great big gully behind us here.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it makes a difference. It's almost a block over to the other side,
uh-huh.
and it's the houses over there are quite a bit lower than these are. But, that's one thing about living in the mountains this way. It gives you a lot better view out.
What kind of critters do you get in your backyard since you live on the gully?
Mostly those squirrels, whatever they call them.
Well, we don't get too much of that even.
What we did one year, because they really were just, they were eating my pansies. And so we borrowed a little cage from a friend of his. He has since passed away. And we enticed the thing into the, I think I even got a picture of it, into there. And then, bless its heart, we took it to a very nice area where he could have a good time and let him go. I'm sure somebody else wasn't too happy with us.
That.
Yeah. We really had trouble one year.
Well, of course, when you are in an area like this where you have a big gully that way and it goes clear up into the mountains, you're going to have a lot more of that.
It's been about 3 years ago, we had a mama and a papa quail, a bunch of little bitty ones,
mm-hmm.
and they came in the backyard, and you went to get the camera to take a picture of them. By the time we got where they were gone,
mm-hmm.
but they were so cute because... here they were, and little bitty, little quails.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have quails. They have dove back there, quite a lot of dove.
Oh, it's kind of nice to live up here all this way, because we can look out the back there and look over where the stuff is over in New Mexico and
mm-hmm.
what have you.
And
what
the little bird
that?
With a big, long tail that's
yeah. what
belongs
is the thing
to New Mexico.
Thing we go to once in a while in New Mexico, where they have the big racetrack and all.
Oh, you mean when Jocelyn was here,
yeah.
we went to the racetrack?
Well, we've been there before, though, too. It's a racetrack.
Mm-hmm, the Sunland Park Racetrack?
Uh-huh.
Is that the
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But it's real pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different. And they have a nice little party deal where you can eat your supper there, and of course you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's real nice. Have you been to that place over there?